Hybrid American chestnuts resistant to the chestnut blight fungus may soon become available for landscape scale reintroduction. In order to help forest managers decide how to reintroduce the species back into their forests, we studied the performance of chestnut seedlings planted in three silvicultural treatments on the Daniel Boone National Forest. We were particularly interested in how the treatments, which vary in light levels, affect not only the growth of the chestnuts, but also the growth of other tree species. After 3 years, we found that chestnuts grew the largest in the treatments that created high light levels. However, sprouts and seedlings of other tree species also grew largest in this treatment. Chestnuts were best able to compete with co-occurring tree species in the treatment that created intermediate light levels, which inhibited the growth of the shade-intolerant species. While growth was maximized with high light, the chestnuts will likely have a better chance of remaining dominant or co-dominant when planted in treatments that create intermediate light conditions.